Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze. We put it in, it took like 30 seconds, guys. And its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
I love spring. I feel like it's the perfect time to hit reset. Get rid of the things that don't work, bring in things that do work. With Nextivo Naturals CBD products, you can get rid of oil-based CBD, which doesn't work very well, and introduce CBD that will help you live well, happily, with less stress and greater sleep quality. Oil-based CBD just doesn't mix well with our bodies because our bodies are mostly water. But Nextivo Naturals developed a clinically tested, water-soluble form of CBD, and their gummies and capsules are proven to work faster and absorb better than oil-based products. For a limited time in April, you can get 60% off an order of $40 or more by using code PANTSUIT at Nextivo.com. I really value the sleep complex. It is CBD with melatonin, and it just helps take the edge off my day when my thoughts are racing as I hit the pillow. I can just kind of feel myself melting away. I wake up refreshed. I sleep all night. I think it is such a good product that has been, for years now, really valuable to me. Give your life a refresh with more effective and fast-acting CBD from Nextivo Naturals. For a limited time in April, get 60% off any order of $40 or more by using code PANTSUIT at Nextivo.com. That's 60% off any order of $40 or more only in April at Nextivo.com with promo code PANTSUIT.
Mental health, especially adolescent mental health, is an issue everyone likes to talk about, but Will Powers is actually doing something about it. Today, we're sharing our interview with Will about his work in our home state of Kentucky on adolescent mental health. This is Sarah from the left.
And Beth from the right.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance.
Welcome to another episode. You guys, Beth is on vacation. I hope you're enjoying all Sarah all the time this week, especially on the nightly nuances. Before I share our interview with Will, I did want to share a small piece of feedback that just left me thinking all the positive thoughts. We got an email from Elizabeth, and she said, "I agree with your comments on individual work and kindness. Yesterday at the post office, I was feeling grouchy in general and angry about the president specifically. So I tried to ground myself in the moment by focusing on the good and the other people waiting in line. The good I could do by holding the door open, smiling, and wishing a nice day to the people leaving as I entered, as well as the good in the young man in a wheelchair who waved two people ahead of him before mailing his own packages. However horrible our president is, I told myself, individual Americans are kind, decent, etc." Thanks for the bright spot, Elizabeth. I think that's something we all need to hear, and I think we're going to need to hear even more of as more of these tapes come out. We'll be talking about all that when I come back from vacation after next. Beth will be with you next week sharing interviews and guest hosts. Thanks for all the positive feedback about Joe and our campaign roundtable. That was really fun. And I know everybody was, lots of people, and specifically Brent, were very thirsty for discussions about the Democratic Party. I was too, so that I really enjoyed that. Next up, I hope you enjoy our interview with Will Powers. Will Powers, welcome to Pantsuit Politics.
Thank you.
What grade are you in, Will?
I'm a junior.
Will is a junior. He reached out to us about some really positive work he's doing in the state of Kentucky that we wanted to share with all of you. Will, tell us about what you're doing.
I founded a mental health advocacy and action group called STAMINA, which stands for the Student Alliance for Mental Health Innovation and Action. And our mission is simple, but really urgent at the same time. We want to decrease the stigma surrounding mental illness and increase effective mental health prevention and treatment services for Kentucky youth. So we noticed that mental health issues are at an alarming all-time high among Kentucky youth. So I'm going to spit out a few statistics here. 1 in 3 Kentucky youth report they're so sad, anxious, or hopeless that they've stopped pursuing activities they normally enjoy. And 1 in 8 Kentucky high school girls report attempting suicide. And I think that really contributes to this statistic, which Kentucky's suicide rate as a whole is 20% higher than the average U.S. rate. So at STAMINA, we've embarked on a 3-pronged approach to combating these issues: research, our conferences, and our action. So with our research, we are doing 10 focus groups at schools around the state to find out what's contributing to the stigma around mental health and what resources that these communities have and what resources these communities need. And our summits and conferences are to create mental health advocates out of the students that attend these conferences. And we had our first conference last month, March 13th in Louisville. We had about 40 students show up on a Tuesday night, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
And we really had a great discussion there around what's really playing into the stigma around mental health and kind of provide a safe space, for lack of a better word, for these students to talk about their own mental health crises and for us to address these problems and for them to go out into their communities and have this conversation with other students. And our third step is our action phase, which once we're done with the research, once we're done writing it into a report, we want to address these problems that are really showing up in our research. And that could be a lot of different things. For example, we could design a social media campaign to reduce stigma. We could increase mental health awareness by just having conversations in our schools and advocating for new suicide prevention, which is something we've already been doing with House Bill 604, which was to require each school to employ at least one mental health professional for every 1,500 students. And that's something.
Oh, that's great.
That's something we lobbied for. And Frankfurt was crazy this legislative session. So we got it assigned to the education committee, but it kind of shelved there. But we're hoping when the new session starts up, we can go up and lobby for that and get that passed.
Well, this is awesome. I would love to hear more about the conversation that you had in Louisville and what came out of that. What are you hearing from students about why there's such a stigma around mental health, particularly in our home state?
I think a lot of people came to us and told us about the media playing into this. And I think you see that more now with this conversation around gun violence that we have to have as a country, and some people turning that into a mental health problem, which we've been quick to denounce that and say this is not a mental health problem. And we don't want it to be framed as a mental health problem, because that really contributes to the stigma, because people think, oh, I have a mental illness, or I'm going through a mental health crisis, and people are going to see me as this evil monster, because that's what the media portrays these shooters as.
Mm.
So we've seen that a lot. And we've seen kind of the older generation being stereotypical when they think of what's affecting students. They think, oh, it's just drama, or someone called them ugly on social media. And we've noticed it's not that. It is the stress to really perform well at their schools and get all A's and go to their dream college and stuff, and that it's more than just these petty issues that some adults think it is.
What led to your interest in this, Will? What sparked this passion?
It was actually a club first, which one of our co-founders, Allison Too, founded in Louisville. And I'm on a council with her that advises the Commissioner of Education. And she was talking about it and how she wanted to kind of transition the club into an organization. And I got a hold of her and said, hey, I'm super interested in this. Me being interested in it wasn't really due to any personal experiences that I had. It was more so seeing experiences other people in my community had with their own mental health challenges. I kind of realized these students are always going to other students for help because they feel like they can't go anywhere else for help. Mm. And something that stuck with me at our conference was someone said, when you cut your finger or you cut your knee, you're not afraid to go to the nurse and ask for a Band-Aid. But mm-hmm. when you're depressed, you're afraid to go to a guidance counselor and ask for help because mm-hmm. of the stigma around it. And so seeing other people's challenges really sparked my interest in this.
You know, we love rituals to celebrate the changing seasons and the different celebrations in our lives. You guys, this year I committed to Olive in June as a part of my ritual. I really wanted to paint my nails more regularly, and I have done a great job. I don't mean to brag on myself, mainly because they make it so easy. It's really, really all about that Manny system, especially the nail strengthener, which I'm very passionate about. I just love using the colors to mark the fun things happening in my week. Lime fizz for St. Patrick's Day, sequin everything when I went to the beach, grateful and kind for Valentine's Day week. I just think it puts a little pep in my step. And they make it so easy with the system. The manicures last so long. It's like $2 a manicure, basically. They always have the most amazing polishes. I love following their Instagram for ideas about manicures. I just love everything about Olive and June. That's the long and short of it, guys. Visit oliveandjune.com/pantsuit for 20% off your first system. That's OliveAndJune.com/PantSuit for 20% off your first Manny system.
I'm not a research scientist, but I know that having a good hair day correlates with a good mood for me. And I have many more good hair days since I've been using Pros. I use the Pros shampoo, conditioner, curl cream, gel, and occasionally the hair mask. These products were formulated specifically for me, not for my hair type, but for me, what I eat, where I live, the specific issues that worry me about my naturally curly and very thick hair. Since I've been using Pros, I've noticed that I can go longer between washes without my hair looking dull or feeling oily. I've noticed that my curl structure is stronger and healthier. I've noticed that my hair has figured out how it wants to just lie on my head. I'm not fighting with it every day anymore. I feel like my hair and I have come to a peace truce. And that is really emotionally beneficial to me, in addition to producing lots of compliments on my hair everywhere I go. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/pantsuit. So get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/pantsuit. That's PROSE.com/pantsuit. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Mine is at about 50%, and I'll tell you why. I have a tendency to overcommit. I want to help with everything I can possibly help with. I want to do everything I can possibly do. I want to be with people, and I forget that at the end of the day, I am an introvert, and I really need time to recharge and take care of myself. Therapy gives me important tools to do that, to recognize what's going on, to understand my battery and where it is and why it's there and what I can do to recharge. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/pantsuit. Do you think that there is a way to integrate more proactive counseling and education, something Sarah and I talk about a lot is that, you know, we both really value professional therapy as a regular part of our lives. You go to the gym for exercise. We feel like you go to therapy to work on your brain and your emotions. Do you think there is space for that or interest among students in that, in it being just more of a normal thing? You don't have to be in a moment of crisis to benefit from it.
Yeah. And that's something we want to address with their action phase too, the possibility of universal mental health screenings, because I know at our school we have universal physical health screenings and physicals you can get. So why can't we have that for mental health? Because it's just as important in our minds. And that's something we want to advocate for. And I think another thing we've talked about is having guidance counselors and having counselors. I know at our school, it is so overwhelming to have one counselor in control of every student's college letters, college recommendations, and in control of their mental health. So I think that's something we should have a conversation about, is having a counselor and having a guidance counselor.
Well, and those physicals would be such a good trigger for some kind of screening. It wouldn't be perfect, but, you know, as a woman, when I had a baby, the doctor who delivered my baby also did some sort of postpartum depression screening. So they ask you some questions. They ask them every one of my visits. And it's not perfect, but it might be a good place to start where, you know, so many kids have to get those physicals, especially for college admissions. I remember doing it and making it a part of that physical, that the doctor in charge of the physical also asked some questions about depression and mental health, just, you know, just to get us started down that path. What do you think? What do you wish adults understood about teens and mental health and sort of the challenges you face? And something I'm really interested in is the way in which mental health problems in teenagers, they don't present the same way as they present in adults. So what do you wish we understood?
A main thing which I touched on earlier was the challenges that we face as students, and that it's a diverse pool of challenges that we face. And it's not just social media expectations, and it's not just what our friends think about us. It's what we think of ourselves and our expectations that have been placed on us for our grades, or for where we're going to go to college, or for what sport we play, if we're going to score a goal the next game. And if we don't, I'm so sad, because everyone really wanted me to, and your expectations you're putting on yourself and expectations people have for you, and you don't want to let your parents down or other adults and stuff. So I think that's something that's big. It's grades, it's expectations rather than just gossip or drama and stuff. And I think that's what we've seen at high pressure schools, like one of our co-founders goes to DuPont Manual, which is a magnet school. And she said people are just so overwhelmed there by the work that they have that they forget to really take a moment and breathe and look at their own mental health. And so that's something we're trying to tell adults about, that we have challenges that we can relate to you all with your work. You can get overloaded, and we can too. And that we have our own unique challenges that maybe adults can't face and we can't relate to you with. And that's why we wanted to have a youth-driven organization that we're having with Stamina, that so we can relate to our fellow students better than an adult can.
What kind of reception did you get from legislators? I know, as you said, the session in Frankfurt this time was a little bit bananas, but you managed to get some legislation in a committee. What kinds of conversations are you having? What do legislators want to know? How can the public help you in those efforts?
We've met with Andy Beshear, who was really our first big legislator that we met with. And he was really receptive to the idea, and he does a lot with combating the drug crisis. And that's something I think that a lot of people don't put together, mental health and drug usage. When people are feeling down or they're feeling depressed, they may turn to things like drugs. And that's something that he helped us connect the dots with. And we met with ex-commissioner of education now, Stephen Pruitt, and he was super receptive, because he's doing a lot with social emotional learning and how a student's depression plays into how they learn in the school. They are really receptive to this, because a lot of people, it doesn't feel like a partisan issue, mental health. It feels like something that is lacking, something that we can all get behind, which you don't see much anymore. a lot of legislators, Republican and Democrat, are really receptive to House Bill 604 and receptive to the work that we're doing. And they're reaching out to us and they're being receptive when we reach out to them and tell them about what we're doing. And they want to know more. And how the public can help us is you can follow us on social media. I think we're on about everything at KY Stamina, and just advocate in your own communities. And you don't have to do it through Stamina. You don't have to say it's because of Stamina I'm doing this. Just have a conversation with your friend about their mental health, or have a conversation with your parents. And that can go such a long way in helping combat the stigma around mental health.
Well, I think that's a perfect note to end on. Will, thank you so much for coming and sharing your work with our audience.
And thank you for doing your work. This is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I think, an important thing for all of us to listen to, especially those of us who have children. So thank you again, Will.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Will for coming on the show. I hope everyone enjoyed it. I will be at the beach next week. We're trading spaces, so Beth will be with you sharing guest host submissions and interviews and lots of things, doing all the nightly nuances. I'm sure lots of bananas things will happen since we'll be apart and we'll be able to talk about it. Seems like a perfect guarantee. Until then, keep it nuanced, y'all. Pantsy Politics is produced by Dylan Garvin. Elise Knapp is our production assistant. Dante Lima is the composer and performer of our theme music.
Our show is listener supported. Special thanks to our executive producers, Tracy Putoff, George Niedermeyer, James Randall, Cherry Haas, Nicholas Holland, and Chad Silvers.
To support Pantsuit Politics and receive lots of bonus features, visit patreon.com/pantsuitpolitics.
You can connect with us on our website, www.pantsuitpoliticsshow.com. Sign up for our weekly emails and follow us on Instagram. Spring is so tricky because I feel the sun shining, the earth is waking up, and I want fresh, vegetable-forward meals. And I'm running in 75 directions and don't have a lot of kitchen and prep time. Fortunately, Factor is here for me and for you with fresh, never frozen meals that are chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in 2 minutes. They have a ton of options for us, including keto, protein plus, vegan, veggie, calorie smart, and so many add-ons. If you need help with breakfast or snacks or on-the-go lunches or beverages, Factor is here for you. Every meal I've had from Factor is so well composed. It's so flavorful. The sauces are delicious. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look for Earth Month Eats badges on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/pantsuit50 and use code pantsuit50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code pantsuit50 at factormeals.com/pantsuit50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they made solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.